where we begin communication at this time. However, they are on VHF and, of course, the S-band circuits, as well as the special astronaut communication circuit. 1 minute, 12 seconds, and counting. The vehicle tanks beginning to pressurize at this time. Our status board indicates that the third stage tanks are now pressurized. We're coming up on the 60-second mark. 60 seconds and counting. We are go for a mission to the moon at this time. The second stage tanks now pressurizing, and we're coming up on the power transfer. 50 seconds and counting. We have now switched to internal power satisfactorily on the batteries of the first stage, all three stages of the Saturn V vehicle. 40 seconds and counting. Tom Stafford making a final check of his computer. The vehicle, all stages pressurized at this time. We're waiting for the swing arms to come back. One should be coming back at this time, a second one at 17 seconds. Tom Stafford reports they are go. We're coming up in the 20-second mark. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 17 seconds and counting. Guidance internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2. All engines running. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff 49 minutes past the hour. Stafford reports the clock has started. The tower is clear.
Tom Stafford acknowledges the roll and pitch program to put Apollo 10 on the proper course.
Okay, pitch is tracking, looking good.
Roger.
Roll complete, ELS ready.
Roger, roll. Dan Houston, Mark, mode 1 Bravo.
Roger, 1 Bravo.
1 Bravo is an abort mode dealing with altitude, function of altitude.
Turn around a little bit in here.
Roger.
Plus 55 seconds.
Cabin is relieving.
Cabin is relieving. Roger, copy.
Cabin pressure is relieving.
Roger.
Downrange 1 mile, 3.3 nautical miles high.
What a ride, babe. What a ride.
Roger.
That's Gene Statter. Gene Cernan reporting what a ride.
Roger. Going to be next to you.
Roger.
Okay.
Can you through the max Q? You're looking good.
240 G's. You're looking good.
1 minute, 44 seconds. Downrange 7 miles, 12 miles high.
32.5 G's.
Roger. Copy, Tom. Can Mark, mode 1 Charlie. You're looking great.
Roger. 1 Charlie and 3 G's at 3 straight.
You're go for staging, Ken.
Roger, Ken, go. This works, Chicken.
Right.
We're in a loop, go.
Inboard engines are out.
Go back.
Roger, copy, Tom. EDS off, Ken.
Charlie Duke asking the crew to turn off their emergency detection system.
Good staging lights up.
Roger.
Good ignition on the second stage.
Roger, front controls, 10 on the S2, it's looking good. Confirm EDS off.
EDS is off,
I call
it 2S2.
Roger.
Flight Dynamics reports trajectory go at 3 minutes 9 seconds, downrange 81 miles, 46 miles high. Second plane separation, that's the skirt around the engines on the second stage.
Plane set.
And the launch escape tower has jettisoned.
Man, that staging was quite a sequence.
Right, sounded like it.
And we have guidance initiate.
We confirm that, Ken.
Roger.
The S2's looking beautiful, Tom. Everything's copacetic.
Roger.
That's Charlie Duke talking to Tom Stafford.
Yeah, I bet.
just like old times. It's beautiful out there.
You guys sound ecstatic.
Man, this is the greatest, Charlie. Charlie, babe, it's fantastic, babe, really.
That's Gene's Cernan with fantastic.
So you're a go. Trajectory and guidance look good.
All right, Roger. We look right on the line on board.
171 miles downrange, 67 miles high at 4 minutes 15 seconds. Still go. Glenn Lenny taking a status check. Everyone says go. Four minutes, 50 seconds, 230 miles downrange, 76 miles high.
Ken Houston, at 5 minutes, you're all go. All your systems are looking great.
Hey, Roger, 5 minutes, 10 is go.
All right, you're right on the track.
Hey, Roger, Charlie.
We have an estimate of inboard engine cutoff in the second stage at 8 minutes 15 seconds. Outboard engine cutoff, 9 minutes 11 seconds. Five minutes 30 seconds, 299 miles downrange, 83 miles high. All controllers reporting go. ...350 miles downrange, 87 miles high now.
Last control orders coming on. Pitch one. That's go. Yaw one. That's go. Pitch two. That's go. You have to. You got them all, Tom. Looks good.
Guidance says it's looking real good at 6 minutes, 23 seconds.
Nah, I think Snoopy's still there with you. You're looking good. We got your gimbal motors on and your trim looks good.
That's just tracking. Just beautiful.
Ken Houston, Mark, S4B to orbit capability.
S4B to orbit capability.
Apollo 10 now has the capability to get into orbit on the S4B should the second stage malfunction.
On 7 minutes, you're all go. We have nominal level sense arm, 8 plus 1, 5, S2 cutoff, 9 plus 1, 1.
Do you have a level sense arm and 9 plus 1, 1 for S2?
Right.
Seven minutes, 14 seconds. Downrange now 538 miles and 94 and a half nautical miles high. Coming up on inboard engine cutoff.
7:30, 10 is good.
Right, looking good here.
Inboard shutdown.
Roger on the inboard, Tom. We confirm it. How's the ride? Ken Houston, 8 minutes, you're looking good. How's the ride?
Roger, fantastic, Charlie, fantastic.
Roger. Ken Houston, Mark, a level sense arm.
A level sense arm.
We're right down the ground track at 8 minutes 30 seconds, 755 miles downrange, 98 miles high. Velocity is 21,499 feet per second. Flight director taking a status for staging now.
Roger, Paula 10, you're a go for staging. Mark mode 4, Apollo 10, mode 4.
Staging.
Roger. Roger.
Bruce, we got good ignition.
Roger.
Thrust is good and guidance has initiated on the S-4B stage, the third stage.
Charlie, lots of stuff out the window at staging. We're catching up and passing it now.
Okay.
Okay. Guidance looks right on for the onboard flight, Charlie.
Right. We confirm that. Looking great here. You're looking beautiful.
Okay.
...1,037 miles downrange, 102 miles high, and the velocity is 23,400 feet per second.
Onboard trip.
Roger.
Predicted cutoff for the Saturn S4B stage: 11 minutes 47 seconds.
4B cutoff: 11 plus 47.
11 plus 47.
Downrange 1,200 miles now at 10 minutes 44 seconds, 102.5 miles high, the velocity 24,280 feet per second.
Roger, 10 looks good.
Roger, 10, Ken Houston at 11:10, you're looking good.
Roger, Charlie, the guidance is beautiful.
Right.
Predicted cutoff now 11 minutes 45 seconds.
Roger, Seco.
Six.
Roger. Stand by, Ken.
Okay, Houston, we show 102.6 by 101.1.
Roger, we copy that.
And our VI was 25,565 minus 1/10 H dot and the 102.6.
Right, we copy.
Search. And Charlie, have them take a look at our evaporator. We're reading a high outlet temperature and off scale low on the steam pressure right now.
Roger, we agree. Stand by.
Okay.
Houston, your S4B is saved. We'd like you to, on the evaporator, we'd like you to close the primary back pressure valve and activate the secondary loop.
Roger, understand. Close the primary back pressure valve and activate the secondary loop.
Right, just for a little while. We'll give you the numbers. And we'll have Vanguard LOS at 1532 and a minute gap, and we see you over the Canaries at 1629.
Roger, and we have closed the isolation valve on CMRCS ring 1. 2 is still open.
Roger. Ken, Houston, the Saturn's in great shape. You're configured for orbit. We're all go.
Roger, just looks beautiful.
And Ken, Houston, we confirm your orbit. The IU vector has you in a 103 by 100.
Roger.
10, Houston, we want you to keep the primary back pressure valve closed for about 15 minutes, and then we'll stand by. Ken Houston at GET of 30, we'd like you to put the primary back pressure valve back in auto and deactivate the secondary loop.
Sergeant, I understand you want, at 30, you want to deactivate the secondary loop and go back to auto on the primary boiler.
Affirm, Gene.
We've had LOS at the Vanguard be about a minute gap between Vanguard and the Canary Islands station, showing a liftoff time of 12:49.00 Eastern Daylight Time. This is Apollo Control. We should be picking up the Canaries any time now. We'll continue to stand by. We do have AOS acquisition of signal at Canaries now.
Apollo 10 to Houston, standing by through the Canaries.
Roger, 10, we're loud and clear. We basically completed our insertion checklist.
Roger, copy. And 10, Houston, would you like for me to review this ring 2 heater check?
Why don't you do that? Jose's already down in the LED.
Okay, Tom, we'd like for you to, we got a 7-step procedure here, and I'll read it up to you. Panel 8, CB, CM heaters, 2 main B, close. CM RCS logic on. CM RCS heaters on. I want you to heat ring 2 for 15 minutes. And you can select position C5 on the systems test and monitor the aux line temp.
Oh, shut first.
Correct. 10, your first step would be to close the RCS propellant isolation valve on the ring 2.
We'll go ahead and do that right now, Charlie.
Okay, then you can, then we'd like, if you're going to close the prop valve right now, we'd like you to turn the heaters on, too.
Yeah, turn the heaters on right now.
Stay firm. And then after 10, you
okay. Okay, Charlie, we're going through the procedure, the heater's on.
Roger.
Okay, and we'll turn them off after 15 minutes, and you say we can monitor what on C5?
You can monitor the oxidizer line temp on C5. It'll probably be all scale high, but if you see any change, we'd appreciate you, telling us.
Roger. Okay, we got that, Charlie.
Ten, after 15 minutes, we'd like you to turn the heater off, RCS logic off, and open both heater circuit breakers.
Roger, we'll do, Houston. Charlie, it's just fantastic to be back up here again. Fantastic, really.
Man, you guys... You guys really sound great up there.
Yeah, Charlie, after 2 years, it seems a long time, but here comes the coast of Africa again, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, I'll bet. Wish we were there with you. Next time
we're... It makes you feel... I think we all feel great.
Right, next time we're going to put a cot on board, and one of us is going along.
Roger.
That was Gene Cernan and Tom Stafford conversing with Charlie Duke. Both very happy to be back in orbit.
Apollo 10, Houston, the P-52 is your option. It really looked great during the launch phase. We have an azimuth correction of minus 0.11.
Roger, minus 0.11, catcher.
Houston, if you've taken your helmets off, would remind you to open the suit circuit return valve.
Alright, we're going to do that now.
Okay. Apollo 10, Houston, you got about 1 minute to Canary's LOS, Tanana Reef at 3-7.
That's your Tanana Reef at 3-7, thank you.
Gotcha.
This is Apollo Control at 24 minutes into the mission. Canary Islands has loss of signal. Tanana Reef will acquire Apollo 10 at 37 minutes. Apollo 10 is in a good orbit. Controllers here in the control center report all systems functioning well. The procedure that you heard passed up to the crew over the Canaries was to release some oxidizer in System B of the Command Module RCS. During a test on the pad when the isolation valves were open, it was discovered that a burst disk had opened also, and it allowed some liquid hydrogen to flow into the lines. The valve was then closed. The crew is now going through a procedure in which they will open an engine valve and allow this liquid hydrogen to vent through the engine. This was the talkiest crew on liftoff in the memory of anyone here in the control center. We have a tape of that powered portion of flight. We'll play that for you now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, ignition, 3, 2, 1, 0, liftoff.
We have a liftoff.
On your liftoff.
Well, you're on the lift.
Roger.
Clock is started.
Roger.
And the big last
call.
Roger.
We're going.
And we're all programmed, right on time.
Roger, Tom.
She's looking good, Charlie.
Beautiful.
Okay, pitch is tracking, looking good.
Roger.
Roll complete, ELS manual.
Roger, roll. Dan Houston, Mark, mode 1 Bravo.
Roger, 1 Bravo. Starting to rattle a little bit in here.
Roger.
Cabin is relieving.
Roger, copy.
2G, Charlie.
Roger. Looking good, 1 minute. Good, Dan. You're looking real good.
And Roger, going 3 miles to you.
Roger. Dan, you're through the max Q. You're looking good.
2.25 G. She's looking good. Three, 2.5 G's.
Roger. Copy, Tom. Mark, mode 1 Charlie, you're looking great.
Roger, 1 Charlie and 2 G's up through his group.
You're go for staging, Ken.
Roger, 2 G's go. Inboard, check on.
Roger, inboard.
Clear a little poco. Poco band.
Roger, copy, Tom. EDS off, Ken.
Good staging lights up.
Roger.
And it looks like we got a good S2.
So, 10 on the S2, it's looking good. Confirm EDS off.
EDS is off, I called it 2S, sir.
Roger.
Plane set.
Roger.
There goes the tower.
Roger on the tower, and we confirm. Second plane set.
Okay. Man, that staging was quite a sequence.
Right, sounded like it.
And we have guidance initiate.
We confirm that, Ken.
Roger.
The S2 is looking beautiful, Tom. Everything's copacetic.
Roger. It looks good to be back up here, Charlie.
Yeah, I bet.
Just like old times. It's beautiful out there.
You guys sound ecstatic.
Man, this is the greatest, Charlie.
Charlie, babe, it's fantastic, babe, really.
Okay, 4 minutes. You're on
Roger, 4 minutes. You're a go. Trajectory and guidance look good.
Roger. We look right on the line on board.